First of all, let me give you a downward spiral that happens when one-way giving takes place. If you give somebody something once, it usually elicits appreciation. Thank you so much, surprise, delight. By the second time you give someone something, you've created anticipation. I wonder if they're going to do it again this next year. By the third time you've given somebody something, you've created an expectation. When is it coming? By the fourth time, it's become an entitlement. Now I want a ham this year and not a turkey. It is something that you owe me. By the fifth time, it's dependency. You can't stop now. We're counting on it. So there is a predictable downward spiral in one-way giving. We have created what I call a code for compassionate service, an oath for helpers. The physicians have an oath. They call it the Hippocratic Oath. Hippocrates, father of modern medicine, developed this code that to this day physicians take. I think we need one for those of us in the helping profession. And I'll mention that to you. These are principles as far as I am concerned. One, I will never do something for someone that they have the capacity to do for themselves. Two, I'll limit my one-way giving to emergencies and seek always for ways of legitimate exchange. Three, I'll empower the poor through employment, through lending, through investing, and limit gifts as incentives for achievement. The fourth is I'll put the agenda of the poor, those I serve, ahead of my own and my own organizational agenda. Five, I'll listen carefully to those expressed and unexpressed concerns, knowing that a lot of clues may be hidden. And then the last one is, above all, and this is the same as the Hippocratic Oath, the last tenet of that oath, above all, to the best of my ability, I will do no harm.